Good evening, everyone. This is Dolores Cannon with the Metaphysical Hour. And we are live tonight. I know it's hard to tell, but we are live. This is November the 9th in the year 2012. So we're going to be open for callers. We do come home once in a while and stay home for a little while anyway. But we're only home this 1 week, and then we're off to China. But so when we are live, if anybody wants to call in, we'll welcome your calls. And the toll-free number is 1-888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. And you know that we spent 3 months in Europe. We talked about that the last time we were on the air. And then we had our class in Rogers.
Mm-hmm. In Arkansas.
And the classes are really getting big. This technique, everybody wants to learn it. All over the world, the classes are growing, and we're having remarkable success with our students.
I think
students.
That's the most fascinating part, is how well it's working for everyone. They come, they practice that day, and then they come back, and they're just getting such tremendous results just right off the bat.
Because we went from 3-day class to 5 days at the beginning of this of 2012. And we found that's a lot better because we have them practice. And, yeah, before they were afraid to go out and practice after 3 days because, you know, they don't know if it's going to work or not. This way they practice during the class, and they're having fascinating results, wonderful healing.
We had a lot of healing in this class. We've had them in every class, and just this was no exception. It's just amazing what happens.
And the classes here in Arkansas now have all, they've been over 100 people.
Yeah.
This one was 109. We had 125, I think, originally planned. But because of the storm in the east, you know, the hurricane and everything, they couldn't get here. So a lot of them had to cancel. But then they'll be scheduling for the next class.
Right.
That's what happened in July. The class got so big we had to cap it. And so, but it seems like more and more people want to learn this, and it's fascinating results.
Right.
And even in Europe with the translations, they still got it.
Absolutely. We had tremendous healings. Every class we've had healings. It's just amazing. As long as they are open, the ones that set an intent and they are open, they understand the process and they allow it, it happens.
That's what we found out in the level two, even if we had one that said, well, I don't know if I believe in it.
Right.
And then she is not having as good results. Mm-hmm. So the belief system really is very, very important.
It's huge. It's probably 99% of the whole process.
Is that the hypnotist has to believe in it, and that belief transfers over to the client.
Right. It's all a coordination effect. It's just a cooperative and coordination. It's everything. I think that's what I'm hearing. That's the new way of healing. That's the new medicine. That's the new, it's whatever you want to call it. That's what they said in the class. This is the way of the new earth.
Yeah.
This is how things work. So.
But it does take a belief system.
Absolutely.
And the client has to be willing, because they told me 90% of the success of the session depends on the client. They
Absolutely.
Have to be open.
Right.
But anyway, we're having fascinating results, and we're going to be out of the country a lot next year, too, and we're going to have online classes.
The online classes, I know we've had a lot of problems, and I guess it's just a universal timing thing, because the obstacles I've been having are things that you have to look at later and go, okay, obviously something else is going on here. It's not supposed to be done yet. But now, all of a sudden, some things are happening to where I can see how it's going to start lining up and getting done very quickly. So I can say beyond a shadow of a doubt it will be done. It will be ready to go by the first of the year, possibly even by December. So,
so it's technology.
Technology. And it's a matter of it's when the universe wants it to get out there. So that will be underway very soon, and that will be a whole other element when that happens. And we'll just go from there and see what happens. But I know this next year we've got you going into a lot of different countries. So that way, that's where all this is allowing us to touch other parts of the world. So.
Yeah, well, the interest is everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
They all want to learn this. So I need to clone myself several times
that's
over.
That's where the online class is an attempt to do that.
Yeah, the online classes will clone me to where I'll be in more places at one time.
Right. Then our next thing, right now they're in English. Our next thing is then to start translating them with subtitles and having them in other languages.
For the online.
Online, but that's a whole other task.
It still comes down to technology. We've got wonderful people working with us, but everything is... does boil down to the latest things like that.
Absolutely. And then it's technology and it's just getting it done. So, you know, subtitles, as you found out through the classes where we did that in some of the other countries, it's a time-consuming process.
Oh, so
it's going to be a matter of just getting it done.
Many times they were putting the subtitles on and finishing it just as we were going into that day of the class.
Yeah, that was fun. Minutes to spare.
that's too close. It's too time consuming.
Right.
But at least we know the one for China is already done because I had the class in March.
Right.
But in a few days, we're going to China and we're having a class in Beijing. And then we'll go on to Shanghai for the level two because the ones that took it in March want to take level two. So we know that's growing. And then I'll go from there to Taiwan, but that's mostly with the Chinese publishers.
Well, it's a lecture and a book signing.
I know, but it has to do with the Chinese publisher.
Right.
We do a lecture in Taiwan and a book signing there. But then after that, we go on to Honolulu. We always like to stop off there anyway just to break up the trip. That's a long trip to China. But this time... I'm going to be doing something very special there with Doreen Virtue. She's an old friend of mine. We go back at least 20 years, if not more, and we've worked together before. And she contacted me earlier and said she wanted to do something with me before the end of 2012. Well, at that time, 2012 was really full. We didn't know if we could squeeze anything in. But she said with all the fear and everything that's been generated around 2012, that she thought we should get together and have a joint lecture about this so people would know what's really going on so they won't be afraid. So I said the only way we could do this, Doreen, was to, when I stop off there on the way back from the China and Taiwan trip, and we'll do it while I'm there because I have to be there anyway. So we just got together, and it's for December 1st.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's a Sunday, I think.
I believe so, yes.
But it's December 1st in Honolulu, and the venue is the Unity Church at Diamond Head.
Right.
Which I don't know where that is, but she said it's in the Waikiki area. So that's we've got the church for the venue. But it only holds 200 people.
Right. So I'm sure it will sell out fast.
That's what she said. So if you want to come, you better go ahead and make your reservation now. But this will be on the end of the trip, and we'll stop there. And Doreen has some wonderful ideas of what she's going to talk about. She gets messages, too. And so we're going to join together, and it's going to be like a celebration. Because, you know, we know it's not the end of the world.
Absolutely. Well, I think it'll be a day of hope. We're calling it a day of insight. But I, knowing you and Doreen, it won't be. It'll be hope. It'll be fun. It'll be, you know, I think it'll be cool because this is probably going to be a little out of Doreen's normal mode. And so it'll be fun to see maybe a different side of her.
Yeah, because she's the angel lady. Everybody knows her as the angel lady. And she told me years ago, it's hard for her to go in a different direction, although she's interested in so many phases of metaphysics, UFOs and everything. Mm-hmm. But she's kind of pigeonholed into that identity. But she really is into all of it and has fantastic information. So yeah, it would be interesting to see what she's going to get. So we're going to have the, I think it's going to be in the afternoon. I'm not sure of the time.
It's like 1-6, I believe it is, and then the book signings afterwards. You'll be doing an hour and a half talk and then doing a panel where you can answer questions, and then you'll be doing book signings.
Okay. Because I have worked with her before, but it's been a few years ago. And so this will be fascinating. Mm-hmm. And we're going to focus on the year 2012. And we're just getting it in time.
Right.
So anybody who's interested, contact our office. We want to give out the website or the...
Well, it's on our the Ozark, well, it's on the Dolores Cannon website, DoloresCannon.com. We have the event on there. It's on either the event page or on the Dolores Cannon schedule page. It lists them both, and you can sign up. You can also get more information. There's descriptions about what you're talking about. You can, you know, purchase your tickets right there. Otherwise, call our office at 800-935-0045, and we'll be happy to reserve your tickets for you.
800-935-0045. And they're already signing up.
Yes.
So we don't know how long it'll be open for that.
Right, well, it's until they sell out.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I don't know how long.
Right.
But that's a big event that's coming up. But then we get home, and we're only home a few weeks, right. And we go again.
Yep.
We got to go back to London, and we're going to be there on the 21st of December. That's supposed to be the day that the world ends. Everything comes supposed to fall apart. They said it's the end of the world. When everything, what is it, the different things line up, all this doom and gloom stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're not going to sit home with our head under the covers. We're going to have a party. It's going to be in London. And Michael Perlin, he made the movie Three Magic Words. And we're having the London premiere and on that day, on the 21st.
Yeah, but we're doing so much more than that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if that's just like... We just chose that to be kind of the center of it, and then we're doing all of this other stuff around it. It's a huge event that we're putting on, that we're doing.
Uh-huh. Well, tell them what else is going to happen.
Well,
don't begin with the movie. What's the first thing?
No, it starts, I mean, we have, I have to look on the site to get all of it, but we have other, you know, like entertainers. We have Lucinda Drayton, who is a voice of a thousand angels. People may know her by that. Sonia Sophia will be doing some things. We'll have music.
This is the party?
No, this is the actual, when the movie, we have them doing that. We have global meditations. We have Declaration of Consciousness is going to be signed. We have global prayer. We're going to be joining whenever the Declaration of Consciousness. We're going to be joining with other groups around the world. We're going to live stream parts of this with other groups around the world doing their things. So this will be huge for consciousness, awareness and raising and everything, that we're all working in unison on things.
But the first thing we're going to do on that day is the party, isn't it? Or the dinner. First is the dinner. Okay. Well, none of that. There's going to be many things going on. Okay. You're the one that knows the schedule.
Right. And that's what I'm telling you, is what's going on. And that includes... This whole event includes this movie, okay? Then after the movie, then we have a party.
That's what I mean.
That's the after party. Yeah, it's after the whole event. I don't want to just say it's a movie because it's much more than a movie. Because, Grant, yes, here in the States, you can go get that movie. You can buy it on DVD. It's got U.S. distribution.
Mm-hmm.
It has not been premiered in Europe yet, and that's where this will be its debut over there.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not all it is. It's not just the movie. It's all of these other things that we're doing with it. I mean, this is truly a wonderful place to come together with like-minded people, having a celebration and being together and just having a blast. I mean, you know that frequencies will be raising right then. So, and then the party afterwards is, you know, we have some groups doing. It's just wonderful. We have Nandi who did some of the music for the movie. He will be presenting music as well as being a DJ, and then we'll have another band doing some music, and it's all wonderful high-frequency type music, and that's why the entertainment that's in the event will be that way, too.
Tell them where the movie is going to be shown in London.
It's at the Odeon West End in Leicester Square in London.
That's in the theater district.
It's in the theater district. If you know London, you know where that is. that's a very popular area, and that's a wonderful theater. It's not a red carpet, it's a blue carpet. It'll be a blue carpet event. Everybody will be able to walk the blue carpet. It's like everybody's special. It's not just certain people that can walk it. We're going to have everybody walking the blue carpet. Mm. It's just fun. We just want it to be a lot of fun and, you know, be a great place to be on that momentous day.
Yeah, yeah, because we know the world's not going to end. It's the beginning of everything.
Mm-hmm.
But some people are scared. You know, they're looking on that side. So we're going to have a party instead.
Well, and that's where this, if, you know, there won't be any fear there.
That's so, for sure. You know. Do you want to tell them how much it is?
Oh, it's for just the event. We have it in two different package prices. For the movie event, that's £40. I think that equates to about $75, maybe, something like that. And that's for that whole event. Or you get both the movie and the party for £80. And that would be, what, maybe $150, something like that. So
yeah, I don't know the equivalent.
And that goes from, like, the movie will start, oh, goodness, by time. It's a long time. It goes till 1 in the morning. And I'm trying to think when it starts. I think it's about 6 or 7, somewhere in there. Anyway, it's on the website. I'm just drawing a blank on that part. But it's a nice evening event. So.
And the people want to sign up for that, they also go to our website.
The website, DoloresCannon.com. As soon as you go to DoloresCannon.com, a page comes up. It's like, if you want more information, you can either say, yes, I want it there, or if you just click off of that, and then right on the front page, it has two or three different places it has where you can click on it and get more information and sign up. So.
Three magic words is the movie.
Yes.
And I can't tell you what those three magic words are.
No, but I think people need to know that you are a major player in the movie. Because a lot of people think, well, it's just a movie. Well, I think if they know that you you're shown in it several times, as you know, speaking, but then your voice is in there for a lot
it's
of the
like
movie.
A narration all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
Most of it is my voice. And Michael said he's added 20 more minutes to the one that I saw, so it was more of my material. So I really don't know what we're going to be when we get there. But, so we're going to be there, and it's going to be really an exciting event for everybody.
Absolutely. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's a whole different arena, a setting. So if anybody wants to come and meet you, because we'll have it after the event and before the party. It's like kind of like some of these things overlap. There's a whole section in the Odeon Cinema where you go up. I mean, it's like all the celebrities that are there from the movie. There'll be time. You'll be able to go there and get signings from them, spend time with them, get pictures. So it'll be a real, you know, little fun thing. You know?
Okay. Well, when we get back from this Chinese trip and the Doreen Virtue talk, the next Friday after we get back, we're going to have Michael Perlin as our guest. Because he's going to be he's going to London are going to China.
He's going this weekend. He's going over there and finishing up work on it.
So he'll be there, and so we'll be interviewing him. I guess maybe we can line it up by Skype or something.
It will be.
So we'll be interviewing him, and he'll be talking about the movie. That'll be December 7th after I get back from this trip.
Right.
But we're definitely not slowing down. There is so much going on in our life that it just keeps growing and growing and more things for next year. I don't know if I told everybody, but when we got back from the European trip, we had another big surprise dropped in our lap that I'm now running the UFO conference in Eureka Springs. That was unexpected.
Very unexpected.
Because, you know, my dear friend Lou Farish ran it 25 years, and he died last year. And when he died, Lee Clinton took it over, but he said it has proved to be too much, too hard. So he was going to just let it be the end and give it up. But then he sent us an email, and he said, well, it'll die essentially, but he said, would you like to take it over? And I can't let it die because it was Lou's dream, And I was in it with Lou since the very first day when they first decided to do this. I've been there every year helping with it and very closely involved with Lou the whole 25 years. So I said, I can't just let it die. So we agreed to take it over, and we're going to be
organizing it.
Yeah, we're organizing it and everything. And right now, I am lining up the speakers we're going to have. And we're bringing in a lot of new blood that has never been here before, because we have a loyal group of people, crowd, that comes every year for this conference. This is the 26th conference. We're the oldest UFO conference in the United States, the longest continually running one. So there's a loyal group that's coming, but I think they're going to be surprised. This year we're going to have speakers that they've never heard, and it's going to be different in that way. We're not.
Well, it's fun looking for this new material that's out there that, you know, that's what we want to do. That's what Lou used to do, was find things that, you know, nobody knew about. And so that's what we want to continue, is that.
Yeah, we're not making any drastic changes.
No.
It's just going to be continuing.
Right. Matter of fact, we're keeping it in the same location on the same weekend. It's the second weekend in April, the 12th through the 14th.
Of April, at the end of the Ozarks in Eureka Springs.
We're even keeping the price the same for the attendees. So all of that, that way, you know, we're trying to do it as little hiccups as possible.
And we're open for vendors who want to sign up.
Right. We're doing the website now. That will probably be finalized within a few days, maybe a week tops, and we'll have it where we can be signing people up, you know, registering for that.
Well, one thing I want to tell you, you people out there, if you want to be involved in this for the UFO conference, we're going to have a contest.
Uh-huh.
This is a new. This hasn't been done before at this conference. But so many people email and say they have seen UFOs and they've taken pictures of UFOs, and they keep sending me things. Of course, I don't have the collection that Wendell Stevens had. He had about 5,000 pictures. But what I decided to do, there's so many people who said they've taken pictures of UFOs, that I'm going to have a contest to pick the best one. So we're going to ask people to send them in. And we have to get the rules and regulations worked up on this, but you might start working on it now. But the main thing is, I don't want anything computer-generated. This has got to be real pictures of something you saw in the sky. I don't want anything faked. We're not going for that.
Still pictures, or can they be like video?
I think it should be either one, because we have some people who now are taking videos with their camera.
Right.
Their
mine qualify that I got?
You had one.
Can I submit mine?
But a lot of them are taking it with their cell phones.
Right.
But there's so many good pictures out there. But I don't want anything computer generated. It has to be real. And also, I don't want anyone to submit their only copy. I would rather it be a duplicate, because we're not going to be responsible if something disappears or is lost. It has to be original and not your only copy. And I had some more things we were talking about with that. But we're going to give a $100 prize to the best UFO picture.
Right, and then I think they'll probably pay when they enter the contest, right?
About $5.
Yeah, and then the money that's raised will go to Lou's foundation, is that correct?
Yeah, because Lou has, when he died, he wanted a trust fund set up to give scholarships for people who were interested in studying UFOs and doing UFO research, and that's still in the baby stages. They wanted me to be involved with that, too. I said, I'd like to be involved in choosing the board that's going to do that. But he wanted this to continue, so they're setting up a trust for people who are interested in this, and that'll come later. But anybody who submits a picture or a video for this contest, $5, mm-hmm. and that'll all go toward that.
Right.
And we'll give the winner $100.
Right.
And you can't beat that.
No,
it'll be fun.
It'll be a lot of fun. And then we'll have, the judging will be done
on the last day, on
Sunday.
Will
be done by the peers? Will it be done, We'll figure that part out.
Yeah, we haven't worked all the details out.
We just know it's going to be a lot of fun.
We just got this dropped in our lap, so we're just now making plans.
Mm-hmm.
But it'd be on the last day of the conference. We'll pick the winner.
Right.
We could show, too, the pictures
Absolutely.
To the audience.
Yeah. We can have those going throughout the whole weekend, you know, just have them going.
I think it'd be fun for you. The ones out there who say you've taken pictures of them and nobody believes you and you've never been able to show it to anybody, and so now's your chance.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll look at them and analyze them. And we're believers, but I don't want nobody pulling us, Rudy, and trying to fake something on us.
Right. That's not nice, and karma will get you.
Yeah, so. It'll come back and haunt you. So we don't want that. But this will be an interesting thing for the last day.
That'll be fun.
So we're making as little changes as possible in the whole routine of the conference, but we are bringing in some new speakers from all over the world that are going to have some wonderful information.
Right. We'll get more information on that a little later, because we're just starting to finalize some speakers now. So.
Yeah, we're just starting to do all of this, but we're getting ideas. But if anybody is interested in the photos, start looking for yours.
Uh-huh.
You might have them hidden away somewhere. And contact the same website if you have something, and we'll give you further instructions.
We have the domain name now for the website, and it's OzarkUFOConference.com. But give it a few days before it's connected. Probably go right now, it won't go to anything because it's still being finished, yes. So be a little patient with it.
One of the regulations, they had to change the name because it was always called the Ozark UFO Conference. But they had to change the name because that one belongs to the other foundation.
Yeah, for the official name.
Official one. Mm-hmm. So we said, well, we just add Ozark Mountain.
Yeah, because we are Ozark Mountain Publishing, so we just added the mountain. They said that was fine. I was able to get the domain name, though, Ozark UFO Conference.
So we're okay there.
As far as I know.
Yeah. So don't anybody get confused out there. It is the same conference that Lou Parrish ran all these years. We're just making a little change in the name, legal things or whatever.
Right, the legal matter. Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're going to get something in the mail, if you're on the mailing list, the Ozark Mountain UFO Conference, 26 years and still going. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we wanted to give all of that news out because these are important things that are happening right now.
Right.
And, well, if anybody wants to call in, go ahead and do it. But
right there.
Okay. Okay, because then we're going to have something else here, but let's go ahead and get this first. Okay, who's there?
Hi, this is Jean. How are you?
We're fine.
Who is this?
That's wonderful. Well, it's glad to talk with you guys again. I spoke with you guys, about 3 weeks ago, I think. And in that time, I ordered a few of your books, Dolores.
Okay.
I got Jesus in the Essence, and I got the Three Waves of Volunteers, and your four books of Convoluted Universe.
Okay.
You got
and
one.
I have never
I'm
been
reading.
So happy to read a book.
You're starting with the last of the series of the convoluted. They get each book gets harder.
Or did you
Well, I've got all four. I started with the first one. I'm on to the second one now. I'm almost done with the second one.
You're starting with the last one. Okay.
You're set up if you get snowed in.
Okay. All right. Did you have a question?
Well, actually, I just wanted to say that I'm amazed with your books, the information that's in there, and actually none of it surprises me, oddly enough, but then I believe in the obscure, so nothing surprises me. But I want to take your workshop, your level one. I see you're offering that in April 29th to May 1st, I believe. Now, the cost of it, does that include also the living accommodations, or is that just for the course?
That's just the course. It does include your lunch. But Living accommodations, you're going to have to, and it's best to talk to Shonda about all that, but it does not include all that. It does not include a living.
Okay.
The
okay. No, I was just wondering, because I looked at your online course and the difference in CASA. I was wondering how that all worked.
Oh, yeah. It's because it's the online course is only the 3 days of material. The in-person class has the two extra days of where you're practicing and sharing and feedback. So that it's got two extra days in it. And then we have the lunches.
Okay.
So that's the extra fee. Yeah.
Plus you get the camaraderie with all the other people.
Well, absolutely.
And it's fantastic.
Okay.
People really get excited. But our classes are
I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to register.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to it. I really am. I was going to ask you, you were talking about a contest for the next UFO conference.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, well, gee, I haven't seen the UFO, like the machine itself. But what I have experienced is I've actually seen the being float above me and next to me.
And
so I don't know how I'm going to capture that, but
yeah, that would be good too. We would take ETs as well as their craft.
Yeah, if somebody send in a picture of an ET, we'll put that in the contest too.
Absolutely.
Well, unfortunately, I did get a picture because I was in bed and I just like, okay. And it didn't bother me. I was indifferent to it, but I thought, okay, I just went to sleep.
I ask him to pose next time and get his picture.
No kidding. Well, anyways, right. I wish you all both the best and all my love, and I hope to see you guys fairly soon. I definitely for the workshop. I'm looking forward to it.
And that's, April is the next one, isn't
that's
it?
That's the next proposed date. We're still finalizing those dates, but that's what we're shooting for, those dates, that are on there.
Yeah, yeah. Because I haven't taken it yet, so I got to go for the level one. So next time it's on, I'm in.
Wonderful. We look forward to seeing you there.
All right. Well, you guys take care.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, so now we can continue, but that was good. But I haven't thought about pictures of ETs, but who knows what people have out there.
Yeah, they can. Yeah, there's some interesting things out there. So
maybe one of the regulations we should have is that it hasn't been published anywhere.
Well, that's a good idea, because otherwise they could, like you're saying, Wendell Stevens has all these pictures. Well, if somebody has his pictures, they might submit things, and it's like, that's not, I mean, we know those are good, but it's not new material. So.
Yeah, it's not new material, and they were taken by somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
But we should make that a requirement, too. Mm-hmm. Original and never published in the media or internet, I guess. Well, some people may put it on their websites or something.
Right, right.
But we're going to have to draw up the rules to this. And
we'll figure it out as we go. I mean, we'll do it, and then if something happens, we'll figure, okay, next time we have to do it this way. That's just how it happens.
Yeah, you always play it by ear as you go along.
Right.
But we'll still work up on these regulations.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, one thing I wanted to talk to Julia about, is like if she was going to be my guest on this show, is that she has a book that's coming out. And she's really working on it. She's been working on it in all these travels. She's doing the same thing I did last year. I had to work on it every minute we could.
It's very challenging to do
and
that.
And under a time a requirement, it has to be out.
Right.
So yours is now the same way. It has to be out.
Yeah. It has to be out. It's very challenging to get it, to do things on it and among everything else that's going on.
When you're traveling and we're involved in the classes and everything and the lectures, you don't have a lot of time.
No. Time or energy.
I know. So I've been there. Now you're getting what I had last year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, tell them what the book is about. Oh, there's another caller. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get to that in just a minute. Okay, who's there?
Hi, my name is Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, Dolores. I just got a question of one of your speakers. I don't know if you have ever considered it or have heard of it. I'm sure you have, but it's Sonny Sito for your conference that's coming up, you know, your UFO thing. Would that be one of your speakers possible? She'd be, you know, about her story.
What is it? Sonny Sito?
Yeah, she's a reincarnated alien that was crashed in Roswell in 47. She's been reincarnated into this life, and you can find her on YouTube. She's very precious.
Okay, so how do you spell the name, and we'll check into her?
Sannicetto, I believe.
Okay.
If you can get a hold of her, or anyway, she'd be as precious to have that type of an event, because she's living proof, and she's got some serious knowledge about many things. If you go on YouTube and find her videos, you get a hold of her. But anyway, that's just an idea. I just wanted to throw that out there.
Well, thank you. That's wonderful. Thank you.
We'll check it out and see then. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Well, Julia, I want you to tell what the book is about that you've read.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Basically, I'll start with the beginning. The name of the book is Soul Speak, The Language of Your Body. What this is about, it's based on your material as you started getting it through your work. It's like it started becoming known that, okay, different ailments, different things, that's communication from your higher self, your oversoul, whatever, this other part that you call the subconscious, it's communication to you through your body. There's a communication system. The body is a wonderful messenger. So this is how it communicates, is through pain, through these things.
Because your body, you should never, ever be sick or have any ailments.
Absolutely. So
if you do, the body's talking to you.
It's talking to you, absolutely. It's trying to get messages through. So, but our thing is, we were never given a translation manual for these messages. So I like to look at this book as the translation manual.
Okay.
Now, and one of the first things people say, well, there's already books out there, and that's exactly what I said, too, and that's part of what my resistance was in writing this book.
Like Louise Hay's book.
Absolutely. There's Louise Hay, and I'm going blank on some of the other books that are out there. There are some wonderful books on this. It is not a new topic. It's not a new thought. It's so that actually validates it, because it's not new.
Mm-hmm.
But what they told me, because I was like, why? Because they're very insistent that I write this. You know, at first it was like, okay, you need to do this. And then I'm like, well, maybe I can do it with you because it's your material. I didn't feel right about taking it and doing it.
Yeah.
And so I came to you and I said, you know, this is what they're telling me, so do you want to do it together? And you said, no, it's your book.
I said, I've got enough books to write.
Right.
This is your book.
Right. And I'm like, oh, shucks. Hoping to get off the hook there.
Not that easy.
Because that's what they were doing. They actually, this is one of those that they push me, you know, they push the back of my head and stuff. And it's like, this is yours to write. This is yours to do. And I'm like, okay. And
you talk about the other books. So
I just want to talk about why they're so insistent. You know, I wanted to get through that. And so I'm like, why are you pushing me to do this when there are books out there? There are so many others. Because it's like, I don't get it. But I've heard other authors say this too. What do I have to contribute? What else do I have to say? There's so much out there. And that's the same thing I was coming with. And, because you have books. Okay, Louise Hay, look at when it was written too. But it was perfect for that time to get people thinking in that direction. But when you look at it now, it's really very simple.
Yeah.
Okay. Then you have some books that are to the nth degree of like this part of this knuckle. You know, if you're having a problem there, it means this, and it's things that it's too intricate,
too complicated.
It's very complicated. I have over 20 years of medical background, and it intimidated me. You know, so if it intimidated me, what's it going to do to just someone who doesn't even have that background, any background in medical fields, you know, and stuff? So it's like, and what they told me was a book of that nature, what you tend to do with that is you tend to put it on a shelf, you just go to it, it's a resource book. Okay, that's fine. That's probably how it's selling itself. It's saying, I am a resource book. But they said, what do you do with a resource book? This is them talking, okay?
Yeah.
They said, a resource book, you go outside of yourself to get the answer. They said, that is not what we want people doing. This is why you need to write this book, so that you will teach people to go to themselves for the answers, so they can learn to heal themselves. It's a whole process. And they are telling me this. I don't know. They said there is not The book has not been written yet that tells you the process you must go through to heal yourself by going to yourself. So I'm trusting them on that one. But that's why they're insisting that I do this.
Well, also, the other books will tell you simple things like problems with your eyes mean what don't you want to see, problems with your ears, what don't you want to hear. But in my work, it's not always that simple.
There are exceptions, and it's also maybe shading from that. It's not what I found is like, okay, it may not be like your eyes. It may not be what don't you want to see, but it's like what vision. It's like your vision. Maybe you're not seeing the full scope. Or maybe it's like, you see, it's like elaborate, but then there's the exceptions, like you have found in your work.
Yeah, I found exceptions to the rule for certain diseases and illnesses and that are not in the books. And so you're including those also.
Right. The main thing I want people to do is to open their minds and look at the whole thing. Is you've got to figure out how this communication system works, how to understand this process. And when you do that, and you, it's so literal, it's easy to understand. Even the exceptions, they're still literal. You have to just look at this whole thing and the possibilities and be open to that. And then it's getting your own guidance as to what it means to you. So that, because I'm not going to tell you what it means for you. You have to tell you what it means for you. So
that's the way my work is.
Exactly. And that's what they want everyone to do. Stop going outside of yourself to get fixed. You go within, you go to yourself, your higher self, and you get your own answers. And when you get the answers and you act upon them, you are healing yourself and it's job done. That's it. You're healed.
That's what we're trying to teach people, that you have control over your body.
Absolutely.
Because the body is a miraculous machine that's been created to heal itself and take care of itself if we don't interfere.
Right.
And, yeah, we are going outside of ourselves, doctors, medicine. When we figure out like I tell people, you make yourself sick. And if your mind, people say, what do you mean? I don't want to be sick. But if your mind is powerful enough to make yourself sick, it's also powerful enough to heal you. We just got to find out, why did you do this to yourself?
Right.
That's not what people are used to thinking.
No, but it's so empowering once you make the shift and you think in that way. Because now, I mean, at first it's very discouraging when you realize you're responsible for everything that's going on. But then it's very encouraging when you realize you're responsible for everything that's going on, because if you're responsible for that, then you're responsible for any changes you make as well. And it means you have the power to make any changes.
Yeah, when I do the workshops with Dee Wallace, that's what we focus on, creating your own reality and how you can create anything you want, because that's how powerful your mind is.
Your mind, it's energy. And your mind knows how to manipulate energy. It's just working with it. That's it. And then,
because otherwise people going around, poor me, the victim status. They're blaming God. They're blaming their husbands, their family. They're blaming the hospitals, the doctor, everybody but themselves.
And as long as they continue to do that, they will continue to be there, because it's always, they're the victim of something. So if you're going to keep being a victim of something, you will continue being a victim of something. So you will be...
That's where you have to start looking at it, that God is not punishing you. It's
you're
not a punishment, but you're doing it to yourself. But once you figure that out, well, then the illness, the disease goes away instantly. And you can live a normal life.
Absolutely. I mean, your first step to this, and a lot of people say, what do I do? The very first step is just acknowledge this. It's like, okay, be open to the fact that maybe there's something else going on. There's a bigger picture here. And what I like to say is just actually talk to the pain, talk to the ailment, talk to it. What is it you're trying to tell me? Or talk to your higher self. But some people find it easier to talk to their body, because that's something physical that they can see and touch and things like that. Actually talk to it. You'll get an answer.
Yeah. What are you trying to tell me?
What do you want me to know? What are you trying to tell me? Anything. You might get a visual picture of what it is. You might hear something. You might feel something. Or somebody else might say something to you the next day. You may hear something on TV. Something. And you're going to know. In your gut, you will know that was your answer. And you just keep asking until you get it. Now, a great time to do that is right before you go to sleep at night. You're in a really good place to ask questions. And just talk to it.
And listen to the first thing that comes into your mind. Mm-hmm. Don't say, well, I'm making it up. That's them answering you.
Absolutely. And immediately, because you have done that, you will immediately, I'm hearing this right now, they're telling this right now, just because you've acknowledged that, you will immediately start getting some relief because you are looking into it and you're acknowledging that it does have a message for you, so you will immediately start getting relief in that way. Because it's only blaring pain because it's trying to get your attention. Well, it got your attention. So as soon as you start talking to it, it's going to go, okay, listening, she's listening. So yay.
It starts out subtle.
Mm-hmm.
Very subtle, and then it gets a little more and a little more if you're not paying attention.
Right.
And pain is a very good way to get your attention. But it gradually increases to where it gets to the point you have a disease, you have an illness.
Uh-huh.
That's a lot harder to fix.
Well, and a lot of that also is because we perpetuate things by our thoughts. Again, we're going back to the thoughts. And so because we start going down a road, oh my goodness, I've got this, and then we go to outside help and doctors and whoever. It's not just doctors. It's just other people meaning well and trying to help, they kind of reinforce what we think is wrong or whatever, and then that just builds our belief in that direction, and it keeps going down that road. Whereas if we would just go, it's been trying to tell us something, it will move us into another path altogether. So it takes a little bit to go down that road, to change how you think. But that, they really, really, really want us to get to that place. That's the new medicine. That's the new world. Is how you do this.
You're great and powerful beings. Your
Absolutely.
Mind is so powerful. But I always tell people, within your body is an entire universe. All of the cells, the organs, and everything, it is an entire universe within you. So if you start talking to the organs, talking to the cells, talking to the body, tell it how much you love it, what a good, wonderful body it is, and how you love what it's doing, all the hard work it's doing, you start talking to your body. And when you do that, you are the voice of God to that universe inside of you. It's hard to understand out there, but your body listens to you and it says, wow, somebody's paying attention to me.
Absolutely.
Somebody cares. But you talk to it like you love it and respect it. Like she said, ask the part, well, what do you want me to know? What are you trying to tell me? Oh, I have a friend, and he works at the airport, and we see him running out of the airport so much, and he's been having, for years, a lot of problems with his hips. And I'm always telling him, you have to talk to your body. And last time I saw him, I said, were you talking to your body now? And he said, yeah, every morning when I get up, I cuss it out. Well, that's not loving your body. That's not telling your body how much you appreciate it.
No.
It's going to get very upset.
It'll get upset. It'll rebel. It's just going to say, okay, I'm still trying to deliver my message, and I have to yell even louder now.
Yeah. Okay, somebody's on there. Who's there?
Doris.
Yeah, who's there?
Hello, Doris. Yes. Yes, this is Sherry, and I'm just north of you a little bit up at Lake of the Ozarks in Missouri.
Oh, not very far away at all.
Where's she at?
Lake of the Ozarks.
Yeah, no, I'm not too far. Sure. I just have one quick question for you, and I'm such a fond, avid reader of all of your books. I'm hoping that you're working on Convoluted Universe Book 5, are you?
I'm working on 3 books now. That one is not really in these 3 books.
Right, it's in the process, but the
other ones.
So actually, you're working on 4.
If you want to put that one in there, I've got enough material, and I'm keep getting more. When I'm home is the only time I can have clients, and that's where my information comes from. But I'm working on 3 other ones that seem to be closer to being finished. But Convoluted 5 is one. There's other books.
Right.
One is about magic in the Middle Ages, and I'm bringing back a lot of material from way back in the beginning of my work that has never been published. So I've got so much. I'm not going to stop writing for a long time.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that, and I'm sure I will read it all. One other comment I wanted to make. Years ago, I went to the UFO conference down in Eureka Springs. You were there. It was a long time ago. And I'm delighted to hear that you're kind of picking up the ball. I'm going to try to make plans. I haven't been since then, but I'm going to try to make plans to be there in April. That's wonderful that you've taken that on, and thank you for doing that.
Well, we didn't want to see it die.
Mm-hmm. Well, it means a lot to us. We have a lot of roots there, so.
Yeah.
So well, that'll be great if you see it.
That's not very far. You can get down there.
No, it's not far at all. And of course, everybody around here loves Eureka Springs anyway. And we go down there we really just kind of look for excuses to go down that way anyway. So hopefully I'll see you there in April, if not before somewhere. So thank you, Dolores. I love all of your books. Just keep up your wonderful work. And I'm really looking forward to your book, Julie. That sounds like a very, very interesting book. Thank you for writing that.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay,
thank you. You all have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Oh, thank you, and you too.
Okay,
bye-bye. What's that last part?
Have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Oh, Thanksgiving. We won't be here Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we'll be in China.
I don't think they celebrate Thanksgiving in China.
No, we'll see if we can have a rice turkey or something. We'll do something.
Because I told Julie hasn't been to China yet. I was there in March. And the only thing I didn't like, and no offense, people, the food was so different. It was very difficult for me to find anything I could eat. But it is a different country.
Right.
And the Chinese food in China is not like the Chinese food in America.
Or especially the Chinese food in Arkansas.
We don't have... So I said, she's going to be in for an interesting trip.
That's what we do when we go on these trips.
Yeah, we get to see the world and see all the different people. I do want to see in Beijing, I want to see the Great Wall and the Forbidden City.
Yeah.
So everywhere we go, we try to at least have one day that we can just go and see things.
Right.
That's the important thing. So we're going to at least allow one day there. Let's see, but the book I do think is interesting because it gets people, she's writing, to look at their body and start thinking about what it's trying to tell them.
Well, it's really interesting because the more I'm working on this, the more I'm working with you, it's probably ascension stuff because it's like as we get these concepts, you know, the mind can handle, it's like my mind keeps looking at things differently. And the more we keep doing it, it's almost like it pulls. You know, for so long we thought we were our body. You know, we are very closely identified with our body. And the more I do this, the more it pulls me away from the body and to look at it in a different way as a communication system. And it's really interesting what my mind keeps showing me about the body. It's kind of things you might see on sci-fi and stuff, but it's just really interesting.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, in that it pulls it away, in that like it's. It's like these very much are robots, you know, and then we just come in. We house a robot, really. It's a body, you know.
It is separate.
Right, exactly. And that's what it keeps showing me. It is separate. And you just come in and you are in here for a while. It just doesn't look like a typical machine. That's why we don't think of it as a machine. It's a biological machine, you know. So.
That's why you can only keep running as long as we're putting energy into it.
Exactly.
Okay, one more caller, and then we're going to have to sign off.
Right.
Okay, hello.
Anybody there?
It's Janine again from Canada. I just had to call back, Julia, when you were talking about your book. If you guys would give me a moment, I'd just like to make a comment on that.
Okay.
Okay. What you're saying is very true, and I can personally attest to that, that when you start to talk to your body, you start healing. But one of the things that I found was really important was to be open to it and to accept what your body's going to tell you. Because a lot of times it's going to tell you things about yourself you're not going to like, which
That's
is what
very...
caused the infliction in the first place.
Exactly.
Yep.
So,
very, very.
You know, but But I have to tell you, it when you open yourself up to it, it's amazing. It's very rapid. I still have a ways to go, but I tell you, I've made great strides by opening up and accepting. And once you know, you can change things if you don't like it about yourself. And that's the whole process. And my God, why wouldn't you want to? And realizing that, you know what? You are in control of your future. Because I manifested it in my own life. I was in a different classification. I jumped into a different classification of 10 grand raise from, you know, I went from, I don't know, 40,000 to 50,000. And I just skipped, but I had it, I manifested it because I believed it to be true, that I could manifest this, and it happened. Yes. So for all your listeners out there, believe, it's so true.
Yes. This is why everything is changing the way it used to be, and we can take control of our bodies, our life, our future, mm-hmm. everything, and that's mm-hmm. what it's all about.
Yes.
Is telling us we can take charge.
Right.
Okay, we're going to have to cut you off because we're coming to the top of the hour and they're going to pull the plug.
No problem, but bless you both. Bless you both.
Oh, we love you too. Thank you. But that is exactly the point she said there is it's the allowing, it's the accepting, it's the believing. Those seem like such abstract things and people go, "Well, yeah, but how does that work?" Those are the crucial elements. You've got to do them. And I allow it. So many people, I believe it, but then they don't let it happen.
A lot of times your body's trying to tell you to mm-hmm. make changes
right.
in your life.
Right.
And many people aren't brave right. enough to do that. But that is mm-hmm. the answer mm-hmm. to healing themselves.
Exactly.
Okay, I think we're going to have to hang up because we mm-hmm. are coming to the top of the hour.
Right.
Okay, but... I really appreciate everybody listening tonight, and we will be back on the air when we return from China. And don't forget the Doreen Virtue mm-hmm. talk in Honolulu on December the 1st, if you can make it there. And we also have the one in London on December the 21st.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But we'll be back on the air here on December the 7th. In the meantime, he'll be going back to the archives.
Right.
So thanks, everybody, for listening tonight.
Make it great.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.